Overall, tonight I don't feel like we played up to our standards and really, truly in any phase of the game. We felt like we got off to a fairly good start moving the football. You can't settle for field goals down there in the red zone. Then we ended up missing a field goal. So I think collectively we have a whole lot of work to do over the next 14 days. Many of the mistakes that we've made are correctable, like always. We just did not play up to our standard tonight in many, many phases. And there are a lot of young guys out there that got an opportunity to go through some learning lessons. And it doesn't feel good right now, but it'll help us in the future. With that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Coach, could you talk about the play of the offensive line and the sacks that they gave up today?
We gave up way too many sacks and way too many pressures on the quarterback. Wasn't necessarily mental. I think it was some technique things. Again, until we watch the tape, I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly what happened, but it looked like it was more technique than mental errors. They did hit our quarterback too many times with some of their add-on blitzes, but we've got to, you know, we've got to get that fixed.
Coach Brian, Banks's performance thus far, speak to how well he's doing and his progress.
Well, Brian's done a nice job. Brian, again, is a guy that's not played football in 10 years, so his learning curve has to be accelerated, and I think he's done a nice job. He shows a lot of resiliency. He has come a long way, and it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 5 or 6 days. He will get a chance to play more snaps than he played tonight. He just got a handful of snaps in the game tonight.
Mike, did you feel like you kind of lost a little momentum after that Julio drop? You guys had kicked the 2 field goals, and then after that it seemed like you couldn't get anything going.
Well, we didn't. Hey, we didn't. We didn't convert the red zone possessions into touchdowns. That can't be a momentum stopper. We just got to keep going out and playing and making plays. Again, I don't think we did a whole lot well tonight in the ball game, in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. I'd say maybe the special teams was a little bit better than the other two phases.
Could you talk about rookie Robert Alford? He looked like he had a tough day out there.
He had what I would call a very learning experience day. Those things will pay dividends down the road for us as a football team. I think the things that he experienced tonight will make him a better football player. He didn't, he didn't make some plays that were presented to him, and some of them were technical, some of them were mental. But those are experiences that will be learning experiences for him, and I still believe he's going to be an outstanding player. He got he got baptized under fire tonight. Had to go in there and play when we had Asante Samuel out of the game there early in the first quarter.
Can you talk about your injuries, specifically Samuels and Jerry?
Yeah. Well, Asante did not come back. It was reported during the game that it was a quad injury, and Parade Jerry was back on the sideline and was cleared by the doctors to go back out with his injury. But at that point in time, we had already moved down to our second groups.
What about Matt Bryant? What happened? Get tight before the game?
Well, we did not plan on kicking Matt this week. We that was part of the plan. There were 3 guys that did not play in the game. Matt was one of them. We anticipate that Matt will be full speed and ready to go. You know, we wanted to rest him. We wanted to look at Shelley. I thought that he did it. You know, that he did a nice job, although he did miss the 1 field goal, but he came in and did a good job for us. I don't think we kicked the ball off as well as we needed to. Matt missed a couple of them that normally would have been 7-8 deep, and we had some short kicks, but I thought that the coverage units did a nice job compensating for those kicks.
Coach, speak to some of the things that you were satisfied with.
Oh, gosh. That the game's over.
Was it that bad?
No, I think we did some. I think we did some things in the kicking game where we showed improvement. We had not done, we'd not done as well as we'd like to in some of our punt protection and punt coverage. I thought that we did a nice job there. I thought we were close to breaking a punt return. So I think there were some things on special teams that we'll learn and we'll take as a positive. You can't have. Plays that stall drives. You can't have penalties that stall drives. Again, we had way too many penalties. I think we had 7 penalties in the ball game. And we had a procedural penalty on a couple of occasions. That those things just shouldn't happen. So we got a lot of things to, you know, a lot of things to work on. But I know that this group of men in the locker room, they're ready to go. You know, we know what our number one goal is, and that's to be as prepared as we possibly can for the opening game there in New Orleans.